In terms of being concerned about the UCC with respect to real estate financings, you know, the question arises, why should you do that? Why is that a worry? And of course, as you probably know, most deeds of trust, the description of the collateral is going to include more than just the real property, the land. It's also probably going to include, if there are improvements on their property, it's going to include fixtures. It may well cover certain accounts receivable, like rents relating to the property. It may cover even certain equipment that's located on the property. And all of that is UCC collateral. And the perfection of a creation and perfection of security interests in those types of assets is governed by the Uniform Commercial Code and not by real estate law in general. You also have in oil and gas financings as extracted collateral, which we'll get into. That is another type of UCC collateral. The UCC of the relevant state would govern perfection and priority of security interests and creation, and we're going to get into which state's law would govern in the course of the outline. The failure to properly perfect and maintain a security interest can be disastrous. And I have one war story for you, and this relates to GM. And what happened in this deal is, prior to its bankruptcy, GM had entered into two separate financing transactions, a synthetic lease that was for $300 million and a term loan of $1.5 billion.